Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. You're going to be glad you tuned in because our good friend Andrew Sherman is with us. Andrew is a partner at the law firm of Dickstein Shapiro and Morin and Oshinsky. Say that three times real fast. He is the guy who created Grow Fast, Grow Right, including the book Build Fast, Build Right, including Raising Capital, another book, including the Bible on franchising and licensing. If you're into franchising, if you want to become a franchisor or a franchisee, you've got to have his book, Franchising and Licensing. And all of these books and more have sold something under a billion copies galactically. And he's our good friend, Andrew Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Just keep going, Jim, for about 30 minutes like that. I'm going to just let you go. Listeners know we were just arguing off the air about when's the last time I was on, and I'm trying to figure out who should the listeners believe, a guy with a massive archive or a lawyer. It's like I'm trying to decide who's right here.
Cause I think you're going to lose that bet.
Yeah.
It's always good to have you back, Andrew, and
it's good to be here, and I promise you on air not to go this long ever again without an appearance. So.
Well, we've missed you. Andrew, your father-in-law recently passed away. What is his name?
His name was Max Jaffe. Thank you for asking.
We want to dedicate the rest of our show to his memory.
That is a very, very kind of you. He was a big fan of the work that I did and read a bunch of my books, which is more than my wife, his daughter, can say. And I know he's shining down on all of us right now.
Yep, a prophet is not without honor except in his own land, right?
That's right.
Well, it's Max, we know you're in a better place, and we dedicate our work this morning to your memory and to celebrate your life. Andrew, talk to us about the economy. Everybody talks about the economy being impacted by real estate and the subprime lending, which certainly has become a major cancer on the economy, but I think a lot of the real challenges that we're having is in a little 5-inch piece of real estate between our ears. I think that's where a lot of our challenges are. Now, clearly, we got gas prices are too high. We've got some inflation. I know there's some structural issues, but I really do believe the key to our future success is what we do with this real estate between our ears.
Well,
what do you think?
You and I are in complete accord. I think that you're mostly right on that observation. I do think that business psychology, consumer sentiment, all those things are things that we have the power to control. I want to tell you a quick story, if we have a minute. About a month ago, and this was another reason for my long gap, we hosted at Dickstein Shapiro, we hosted a major, major, major subprime conference. And we had all of the key players, probably from 10 different constituents, there to talk about the crisis and what led to it and how to fix it. And one of the things, Jim, that I was not expecting to happen, and it happened, and you'd be excited about this, is two words were mentioned about 8 times throughout the day, two words that I wasn't expecting to hear at all. And those two words were small business.
Wow.
I did not, this was not my
good
entrepreneurship small business crowd. This was Wall Street and people from around the country.
Yep.
We had people that did
my message finally is getting through.
No, it's true. I mean, this is why I'm sharing the story with you and your listeners, because what people started talking about was that if the subprime crisis spills over to the greatest job creation engine on the planet,
yep,
we're in deep doo-doo. I hope
mm-hmm.
it's okay to say that on
mm-hmm.
the air. And what was being discussed was this issue of many, many small business owners rely on things like home equity lines of credit,
yep,
and other home-related financing tools.
Well, and also a lot of personal credit by credit card.
That's right. And what was happening is the subprime crisis, of course, was spilling over into the credit card and personal market and home equity mm-hmm. market. And mm-hmm. when that credit crunch drops down, you know, really spills over into small business, not only is the problem, I'm going to go with an analogy that you started, not only is the problem in the 5 inches between our ears, but it's the variable inches between your two ends of your rump, your wallet
yep.
muscle,
mm-hmm.
that it starts affecting. And
yep.
That's a real issue right now. And,
very interesting.
And I know a lot of small business owners that are struggling as a result.
Well, we're gonna take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I want to throw out some things on the table that are real, that aren't so bad. And we all know about all the bad stuff, and we'll talk about some reality when we come back after these messages with our good friend Andrew Sherman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. Little Booker T kept bringing us back. And the MGs, of course. Andrew Sherman is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Using your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out, use our stuff. Andrew and I are talking about the economy and the impact on small business. You know, Andrew, I do two different monthly surveys. I report on with two different groups who do surveys of small businesses every month, and have been doing this now for years, and both of those guys, Sam Norwood with Tatum Partners and Bill Dunkelberg with the NFIB's report, both of them are showing the small business owners are dealing with the reality. But they're not giving up. I mean, they're still reporting what's really happening out there. But you can tell from their responses that they believe in themselves. They believe in what they can do. And see, I think that's the difference. Andrew, you're talking about Wall Street mentioning small business. The difference between small business and Main Street and Wall Street is Main Street believes in itself. Wall Street doesn't believe in anything.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, look, you're certainly, I've been on the show I don't know how many times, and I've never been the sayer of doom and gloom, and I'm a pretty upbeat, positive person, and I do believe that we have, particularly with our nation's small business entrepreneurs, a level of grit and determination and resilience that no country, you and I have traveled the world,
yep.
of course, together, no country can come even close. And so I totally agree with you on that part. I just think that we are in a bit of a perfect storm of bad news. I mean,
yep.
you've got stock market volatility. You've got, you know, the possibility of stagflation. You have rising energy and food costs. You have the subprime crisis, the credit crisis overall. I mean, you know, it's a time when your will be tested. And
right.
that doesn't mean that you give up. I mean, I was explaining to a client yesterday. I said, you know, this is a game where survival is the goal, and sometimes
yep.
I'm the fan, sometimes I'm the coach, and sometimes I'm on the field.
Well, it's kind of like the golf thing. You know, I was watching the Open yesterday. You know, sometimes bogey is a good score.
That's right.
You know, I was one of the things I've told my audience, and as you know, Andrew, I'm Mr. Pollyanna. I'm pretty darn optimistic. But what I've told my audience is in 2008. I wouldn't get out on the leading edge of anything too much, because the closer you are to the leading edge, the more you're on the leading edge, the closer you are to the bleeding edge. And this is not a good year to be bleeding. So as much as you can, what I've been saying is I like the survival mode. I mean, to make sure that you survive. But there's one more thing, Andrew. Make sure that you don't get so down in the mouth about the economy that as things start turning, you're not paying attention. Make sure that you're paying attention when things start turning upwards so you can take advantage of it, because we can talk ourselves into not being ready for any kind of recovery, Andrew.
Yeah, it's true. And look, we also have to add the upcoming elections, and that the market hates uncertainty, as we
mm-hmm.
both know. And You do have,
and there's a lot of uncertainty right now.
There is, but you could have that uncertainty, as you said, the certainty injected by Christmas time. We could have some congressional solutions to subprime. We could see, you know, energy prices have dropped $15 a barrel just in the last week. You know, we could have food prices under control. We're going to know who's in the White House, for better or for worse. And things could rebound quickly this holiday season and into 09. So I agree with you. If you slash down to the bone, it could be that you're going to be slow to recover.
Small business owners don't do that. And that's the difference between big businesses and small business. We just hunker down and tough it out. We don't lay people off at the drop of a hat just because some analyst didn't like our quarterly report. We don't lay people off like that because we know that if we have good people, that we're going to need them again, and we're just going to have to deal with it. We don't let good people go in a slow economy.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is I thought we'd be having this, you know, downtrodden discussion of the economy today, and I'm feeling very upbeat just listening to your inspiring words.
let's think about some reality. Let's talk about some of the things that are on the table here,
sure.
Andrew. Do you know what the average unemployment rate has been over the last 30 years? 6.1%.
Yep.
Average for the last 30 years. Guess what? And you know what it is today? 5.6, 5.5.
Yeah, we're below.
We're below that.
It goes back to your bogey comment. You know,
yeah.
That if you put things on a relative basis, then that's a good score.
Well, Andrew, we've got to quit listening to a lot of the media, because their job is to get you riled up so you watch.
Well, here's the other thing. You can't really talk about small business and entrepreneurship on across the board, in that what I've seen is that some industries are thriving and some industries are hurting. I mean, I've got a guy locally, a good friend of mine, who's in, you know, high-end consumer discretionary goods, and, you know, he's having a rough time of it. His sales are tied to home sales, and it's rough for him out there. But there's other small businesses, you know, some mid-price restaurants that are doing fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really does vary. But the point of your message, I think, is a smart one, is to have a game plan, to don't ride the high highs or the low lows too much, and to hunker down, because, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and I think it could be as soon as late this year.
Well, my original prediction was second half was going to be pretty good. I had no idea the second quarter. They're saying now, Andrew, the second quarter was 3% growth. 1% in the first quarter, maybe 3% in the second quarter. That's amazing to me. And, of course, the question is going to be, as you say, what's going to happen the rest of the year and into 09? We need 09 to bounce back. And you know what? When that happens, if it happens, it'll be because of small business owners, in my opinion. Main Street, not Wall Street. 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Close. Welcome back. That's Del Shannon bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Andrew Sherman. Andrew, give us your website, please.
You can learn more about our firm at www.dicksteinshapiro.com, or, as Jim said, growfastgrowright.com.
Right. All right. Either one of those. They can find your books at Grow Fast, Grow Right, and all the things you do with Grow Fast, Grow Right, too, right?
The books are available at, you know, Amazon, all the online booksellers carry.
And the newest book is?
The newest book was the Grow Fast, Grow Right series, but
right.
I did have a surprise to share with the listeners. I was going to wait till the end, but you've asked, so I'm going to answer your question. After 17 books on business growth and entrepreneurship and business planning and franchising, I don't know what inspired me about a year ago to start working on a book just about life.
Wow.
And it's a very personal book. It's a book, you know, there's no business tips in there, so it's just about life. And,
when's that going to be ready?
The book will be out this fall. I'll commit to you on the air to be the first to talk about it.
You need to launch it on this show. I expect
that. I'll know a launch date. It should be available somewhere in the mid-October range.
Andrew Sherman on life. Who doesn't
know,
want to
know
about
know.
Who doesn't want that?
It's scary.
No, I'm serious. I only have my tongue somewhat in my cheek, Andrew.
Well, here's the premise of the book. Since you opened up the door, it's the book is called Road Rules, and the premise of the book is that everything you need to know about life can be learned on your daily commute.
Yeah.
And it draws on all of our wonderful experiences driving to work in the morning and taking life lessons from there.
Very interesting. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that. And of course, I expect to get my galley copies in advance.
Absolutely. Just last night, I was writing out the galley review list, and I put your name right up
good.
There. So
make sure I get one. Andrew, the small businesses have been a lot of times when there's a recession, when things slow down, it's because, you know, consumers took a break, or in the old days we built up too much inventory, we had to sell off a bunch of stuff, or there was something happened, some kind of a true real estate issue like we had in the 70s, or there's an oil situation like we have had. But this situation we got now, I think, has been created a lot by sheer greed, and not just Wall Street greed either. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think some of the small business owners that I know that are struggling financially, you know, if you really were to do a forensics on their business, the business is actually doing okay. The reason they're struggling financially is because, you know, they bought 3 new cars and 2 summer homes and all this other stuff.
You're meddling now, Andrew.
Yeah, I know. I'm messing with people's stuff.
But I'm talking about the financial industry that got itself into a bind, that's created all these challenges, that's rippled through the economy, and that was nothing more than greed in the securitization of all these mortgages. And the IndyMac failure out in California, in my opinion, is a poster child for all that.
Yeah, it's true. I was just saying that I think that people got ahead of themselves. A big chunk of the subprime crisis was not people trying to better their lives and moving into a nicer neighborhood. It was people getting aggressive as investors in homes with the assumption that homes were going to go up 20% a year every year, and they just don't. Nothing does. If I could find something that went up 20% a year, I wouldn't be talking to you.
I heard someone say something very smart the other day about that. He said, "And your home is an investment, but it's not an investment strategy."
Exactly. Very well said. Whoever it was.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
One quick thing I do want to talk about, because it goes with your optimism.
Quickly, 1 minute.
Theme.
Go
okay.
Ahead.
It's just, you know, I'm off to India for the fifth time in 12 months and 2 weeks.
Congratulations.
And you know, India is one of the 4 BRIC countries, and the global economy is growing like crazy in certain markets. And so, you know, we have to understand that even if the U.S. economy is taking a bit of a beating right now, small business optimism can be found in doing business overseas. So I just want to make that point before we run out of time. And, you know, we're both aware of how critical that can be to your overall growth strategy.
Absolutely. That BRIC, by the way, folks, Brazil, Russia, India, China.
Absolutely.
The BRIC, the term.
Sorry,
BRIC.
Took 29 minutes into the show before I gave an acronym that no one understood.
Hey, Andrew, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, and thanks for dedicating the show to Max, Jim.
Yeah, we're thinking about you and your family and your wife, and best to all of them. And good luck, safe travels, and we'll see you when you get back.
All right, thanks, buddy.
When you come back, I want you to come back after you're back from India and tell us about how things are over there.
That sounds like a plan.
Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.